I have in the studio with me special guest Mike Markovsky, and I'm going to let Mike talk a little bit because he has a book out called The Peace Perspective.
Phil, thanks for having me on the show. It's a pleasure. I was a former controller for 16 years, and I decided to write a book and follow something I've always been interested in, making a difference and helping people find ways to live a more fulfilling life. So I wrote the book, like I said, back in September 2014, and I've been talking to people around the world about peace. And really, it's about finding that oneness, that connection to the universal center. And when you do, you connect to a greatness. And from there, you have a peacefulness in every day how you approach life. And that's the key.
Okay. I happen to be friends with you. And you have many, and we're going to talk about this as we do the show. I like your little posts that you send. Lots of times, there's something that really, you know, picks me up during the day.
Yeah, it's really important for me. I do this personal post on Facebook on a regular basis, and so many people have found that beneficial throughout the world. And I have over 6,000 followers on social media, and it's great to hear how it helps them feel better, feel special, and feel more invigorated as they go about their day. And it's wonderful to be able to get away from the business world and focus on something I always wanted to do, which was help people live a more fulfilling life. And to do that, you really got to find peace within. To have world peace, you got to have inner peace. And once we get that inside of ourselves, the world will change.
Okay. And this book, it kind of mentions the child, starting as a child.
Without a doubt. I taught a self-esteem class for 15 years through the Utica School District, and that was very enjoyable. I always wanted to help kids find a better way to live. And through the class I designed, it was on Saturdays for 4 weeks for an hour and a half. And these kids, believe it or not, they were forced into by their parents, but they really enjoyed it when they felt empowered and knew it was not the situation, but the way you reacted to the situation. They felt empowered. It really is. A lot of people don't understand that. It's not the situation. We all have stressful situations. But the way we react to the situation is our control. If you can master that ability, that's where you get the inner peace. But a lot of people always think it's the situation, the job, the kids, all the chores you got to do. But you can find peace if you're mindful and react in a loving and positive way. You can overcome anything.
And we will be talking more about that because those are those outside influences that everybody thinks they have no control over.
Yes, without a doubt. And that's really the first step if you want to find inner peace is realize it comes from you. It's not external. Peace is internal, from loving yourself and connecting to higher consciousness and knowing you have the control. If you give love to other people and send that out, you will receive that eventually. So that's the key. Start with yourself and realize you do have the control. It's not the external world.